Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker works on his sugar beet planter in the wet, windy days before the season begins.
Well, today I'm trying to get our beet planter ready. We have quite a few things to do to it. You know, there's a lot of wear over the years, and I should have done some of this last year, but I didn't. So I'm kind of behind the eight ball here. But anyway, I'm just going to show you kind of what I've done.
Shane's a fifth-generation farmer who's worked on the family farm in Bighorn since 1982, a couple of years before he married his high school sweetheart. Shane and his two sons farm 4,800 acres along a 30-mile stretch of the Yellowstone River with his father, uncle, brother, nephew, cousin, and a high school buddy. Over a third of those acres are planted with sugar beets, making Strecker Farms one of the largest sugar beet operations in a region known for this crop. The Strecker family are ethnic Germans from the Volga region of Russia. A wave of Volga Germans settled along the lower Yellowstone River around the turn of the 20th century, drawn by the development of the Huntley Project, which irrigated vast areas and spurred the growth of the sugar beet industry. Today, Shane's working on the vacuum planter. It's a 16-row attachment that fastens to a tractor. Each row has two discs that make a furrow for the seed to drop into.
And you want that seed get right into the bottom of the furrow so you have good moisture to seed contact, soil to moisture contact, soil to seed contact, I should say. Because the faster you can get that beet seed to germinate and come up, that beet's just so much healthier and you can see it through the whole year. So
the upshot is planting matters a lot. This thing's got to work perfectly.
There's a seal here, and then there's a brush that goes in here, and then there's a seal here. It's a vacuum. So if the seals are bad and you lose some vacuum, you don't get near the accuracy of the seed that's sucked up to these little holes in the plate.
This is an annual job, one Shane budgets time and money for. Ditto purchasing the seed and the fuel he'll need to sow it. But he's trying something new this year, something of a gamble, applying a liquid fertilizer during seeding. Neighbors are raving about it, but it's an investment.
You know, we're going to need a ton of the acre increase in production to pay for it. So let's keep our fingers crossed. I hope so. $50 an acre.
Better.
On that many acres, that's a chunk of cash. So, yeah, I hope we see a payoff for that.
The fertilizer goes from a tank on the front of the tractor right into the furrow.
So it's right on the seed. As soon as that little beet seed sprouts, it'll be right into those micronutrients, and that's exactly what you want.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, and on the other hand, if you put too much down, that isn't good either, because they have what you call phytotoxicity, which is too much of a salty substance right there next to the seed, and it'll affect the germination. So it has to be right on.
That's why I'm doing this.
I can do it perfect.
So. Well, how come you can do it perfectly?
Ask the rest of the guys
experience.
That. They'll tell you why.
Not for the first time, it occurs to me that so much of farming is fiddling. Fiddling with chemicals, engines, discs, seals, tanks, tubes, and that's not even a sideshow either.
And it's getting worse all the time because technology. I mean, everything is more complicated, sophisticated, just to get efficiencies and so on and so forth, and that costs money, but it's a lot of parts and repairs.
And how do you personally feel about this aspect of farming?
Love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I do.
Would you say that this kind of meticulous setup that you're doing right now is sort of the whole story for planting? Like, you can't have something go wrong in the middle of planting.
Right. When it's time to plant, it's time to plant. And when you have a lot of acres to seed and you know a storm's coming, you want to get that crop in the ground. You know, a nice half inch of rain is ideal. So, or plant while the moisture's there and available. You know how Montana is, a couple days it can be like a dust bowl out here. So yeah, when it's go time, it's go time.
Next week,
it's time to go. It's go time.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.